T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Live from Las Vegas, sports talk, hot takes, and all of the bangers. Lindsey Brown and Adrian Hernandez, the Playmakers.
Down, but certainly not out of it. Not quite yet. We got a little bit of ahead of ourselves. I mean, I'm here. Don't worry. I'm not going anywhere. There's a whole hour of the Playmakers left on tap here, and we don't throw things out like that. We make sure we empty the canisters. I got so many hockey notes here in front of me. I don't even know what to do with. I mean, sometimes I even try to, like, read them as I'm talking to you, and it just, like, goes into my brain, but it doesn't come out of my mouth. I don't know if anybody else has that. It's just, it's such a weird feeling when you're looking at something, you're kind of reading it, but it's not actually processing through as words. You're like, those are very pretty lines that you see on this piece of paper in front of you. Right, Adrian?
Yeah, it's like poetry to me. You know, it looks gorgeous, but it's hard to read for me at least.
Right.
Not the smartest, community college educated, but
you're street smart, my friend.
Like,
don't sell yourself short, my dude.
Sorry for the internet problems we're having here at Disneyland. Mickey Mouse gets greedy with the Wi-Fi lens.
Apparently. Well, you said you were plugged into the same outlet as one of the rides there, so maybe it's good that they're taking the safety precautions and pumping most of that voltage to them rather than you. But you know what? Everybody has priorities here, even the Mickeyest of mouses. But in terms of a long-term investment that Disney has made in the world of sports, it's very new in the world of hockey. But the NBA, however, this is an old hat, old song and dance. We've been here before. This is the home for a lot of NBA stuff. So let's get into some of our, or at least your bread and butter, Adrian.
Yeah, so let's start off with the Suns versus the Mavs. Suns win 121-114. Despite Luka going for 45 of them things, 45 points, 12 rebounds. I believe he had 8 or 9 assists going up against the league's Iron Man himself. Pardon the pun, because I am in California Adventure. And the Defensive Player of the Year candidate, Mikal Bridges. And I'll tell you what, Jason Kidd, this season, he's kind of, I thought it was kind of a joke why he kept getting these jobs. And I wasn't necessarily respectful as him as a coach. But
I was
this
right
playoffs,
there with you,
I've
my
been
friend.
Very, yeah, I'm very impressed. And Jason Kidd, he said it best with two quotes. The first one was, Luka was phenomenal, but others needed to join the party, which was 100% the case. And then two, just throwing some shade to Utah, but he's correct when he talks about the Suns. And he says, this isn't Gobert or Hassan Whiteside. These guys, these big men on the Suns can put the ball in the basket. Mm-hmm. So our bigs are going to have to step up because they're going to be tested. And that's exactly what happened. I know you wanted to talk about Devin Booker as he comes back from this injury.
Before we move on to Devin, let's talk a little bit about the Mavs and like where they're at. Because I think they've reached a point where it's just there's too many chips on the other side for them to be able to overcome it. Even when their superstar brings his best, it's like, you know, he's given his best LeBron impression, right? But it's still just not quite enough. Do you think that if they wouldn't have traded Kristaps Porzingis, that he would have been helped? Like, is this the same team, or do you think they have a better shot, or was that just a better move for more of the long-term vision and future of the squad?
I think that the move, ultimately, in getting Spencer Dinwiddie on this team kind of helped, and not only just offensively, but I still like the Mavs as they're assembled now, where this is a team that won 52 games. This is a team that finished the regular season as the 6th best defense. And what they needed last night, because the score was very misleading, by the way, in terms of the Suns blew a 21-point lead in that fourth quarter. This game was pretty much a blowout throughout, and it's just the bigs, no disrespect to Dwight Powell or some of these dudes on the Mavs, like they are a small ball team. They surround Luka with shooters to space the floor for him to be able to get into the lane and do what he does, whether it's making baskets or passing and finding the open man.
Yeah.
And that's all well and good, but the Suns have a very old-school approach. And not only Chris Paul and the way he does the pick and roll and how good he is, there's a reason they call him the point god, but DeAndre Ayton is showing people, and he hasn't been talked about a lot, they're showing him why he went number one in the draft. Last game, he had 25 points. He went 12 for 20 in shooting with 8 rebounds. The efficiency's crazy. He's averaging in the playoffs so far over 21 points, close to 10 rebounds. He's shooting 68%, and it's not just layups at the rim. This man's having some Hakeem Olajuwon fadeaways in these pockets.
That's huge, because that inconsistency is what really kind of ended up spelling him in the end of last season. And granted, I wouldn't expect like second year in the league guy to be able to handle the pressure of NBA finals and stuff. But he, like you said, there's a reason why he was picked number one overall, and that's because he has certain gifts, and he's been able to utilize those and to produce at a more consistent level that I'm sure has paid off, especially with Devin Booker still a little bit hobbled from that injury he's taken time off of.
Yeah, and there's ultimately, you know, Jason Kidd, they're going to have the game plan, because they didn't have any answers for DeAndre.
Is there a game plan that can actually beat them, though? Like, unless Phoenix doesn't show up or has a bad game, like, is there an actual formula where they say, well, if Phoenix brings their best game and we bring this, we got a chance to win, truthfully?
Yeah, I do think that they're going to need to statistically kind of shoot at a higher percentage than three than they already have. And this is a team that does put up a lot of threes. And in Utah, they killed them, and they were able to pick out some of the defensive flaws that Utah has.
Right.
Obviously, Phoenix is a great defensive team, but they need to – Luka's going to have to be Luka in terms of he's going to have to go off like this. That's a crazy expectation, but that's just what
it is. That's what has to happen.
And the rest of the team – Jalen Brunson, these dudes, Spencer Dinwiddie, they're going to need some key games and some more threes, because, look, like I just said, last night was weird watching that game in terms of, and obviously this is a team that now expects to win a championship, but the crowd wasn't going crazy. I was talking to some of my friends that went to the game. It was damn near silent, like
what,
a very regular season vibe. Yeah, it was a regular season vibe in terms
weird.
Of the crowd at the game, and that was the polar opposite of the craziness that was going. And some of these flaws.
Enjoy
you
the
saw
journey,
versus the
people,
Pelicans.
Not just the destination.
No,
my
100%.
God.
Yeah, 100%. But what I'm saying is like the Pelicans showed the world, hey, these dudes can get slapped in the mouth. These dudes can get punched in the mouth.
Yeah.
And for Dallas to come back, even though, hey, maybe the Suns were sleepwalking, because ultimately they know that Dallas is better. But I'm not going to trust the Suns being led by Chris Paul at that old age and that much just tread on his tires to expect them to then just flip the switch and go up against Golden State with, I think Golden State's going to handle Memphis quicker, and that's going to be
a
quick
series.
Gosh,
you're so assumptive with what's going on. You're just like,
and they've been there and they've actually won.
You just, I'm just,
well, I'm
with
just,
the confidence that you
Chris
have
Paul,
in these guys.
The series versus the Pelicans. Yeah, I need them to kind of show the world why they won 64 games. I need to see that, because when I look at the Warriors, I see why they are where they're at, and I see pieces like Jordan Poole, and I see Andrew Wiggins stepping up, and I see different pieces that I didn't expect to step up. And it's like, oh, snap, if they're all going to go all cylinders, like, I just need to see a little bit more from Phoenix, because ultimately they should win this in five. That's where I had it. But with Luka, and with the performance that they put, which wasn't that good, for them to only lose by 7 and for them to come back in the fourth quarter, that's at least something they can hang their hat on. And the Pelicans showed the world that these dudes can be beat. So it's not all rainbows as it was to last year. And maybe it's the expectations and everything, where this year this team, it should win. And it's a weird thing. It's kind of like the Panthers, where you're talking about the Suns. They've never won a championship before. They've been in the NBA for 40 years. Obviously, Chris Paul, that is the thing that people have said, like, yo, this dude's great, but has he won a title? So It's a different feel, and it's kind of an uncomfortable feeling to be like, yeah, you guys are the clear-cut favorite, but you're the clear-cut favorite at something you've never done. So there's things that that Dallas can hang their hat on and kind of execute. And for Phoenix, they need to wake up a little bit. I'm not ringing no alarms or anything. It was a great performance, and DeAndre Ayton is balling his ass off. But there's just a couple things that I can nitpick about them.
Right on. What about this Miami 76ers series? We're seeing that Tyler Hero was named Sixth Man of the Year just a few minutes ago, or at least in the last hour. A lot of us have talked about just kind of the improbability of Philadelphia being able to conjure up the necessary production to keep up with Miami, and that was definitely the case last evening. 106-92, the Heat are victorious.
First off, congratulations to your boy Tyler Hero for winning Sixth Man of the Year.
Thank you.
Who cares? Who cares that he started? He played 34 minutes. Lindsay, he averaged 34 minutes a game this season. That's like 70% of the actual games, like, you know, out of 48 minutes. But I'm not that good at math. But Tyler Hero,
if you had it your way, the only people that would win awards are people in the Cleveland Cavaliers. And so you just
wait. Hey, Darius Garland.
Literally,
no,
you have a reason for everyone not to win their award, even though did you see the voting? It was a lopsided victory. Nobody else even came close to Tyler Hero's amount of votes.
Well, congratulations to your dude. Congratulations to Jack Harlow. What I will say is it's funny to think going into last season and the offseason, there were a lot of arguments and NBA Twitter chatter about a trade situation where Tyler Hero was being traded for James Harden.
Redonkulous.
And so at the time, people were like, are you kidding me? You're going to trade James Harden for Tyler Hero? And look at where we're at now. We're Tyler Hero last night. 25 points, 7 assists, 9 for 17 shooting overall, 4 for 6 from 3. And your boy James Harden, he only attempted 13 shots last night. Keep in mind, I don't know if James Harden was you know, familiar with this when he stepped on the court, because maybe those Miami strip clubs got to him. Joel Embiid was not playing. Joel Embiid was not on the court. And your response, James Harden, as the superstar and former MVP, is to just put up 13 shots. This dude literally in the playoffs has 0 games with 20 shot attempts or more with the Sixers. He only finished with 16 points, and the Joel Embiid effect was very, very obvious from the jump. DeAndre Jordan started the game for Doc Rivers. That was what the situation handed Doc Rivers, and he put DeAndre Jordan in. The first 4 minutes of the game, DeAndre Jordan was already negative 13 on the court. This dude was getting picked on. Yeah, no, it's terrible. And in 4 minutes, it's terrible. And the Heat automatically started getting DeAndre Jordan and exploiting him in the pick and roll. And they raced out to an early double-digit lead. Doc Rivers resulted, and I'll give him credit. He tried to switch something up. He went to a 2-3 zone. At first, it kind of confused Miami. They weren't expecting it because that's not what Miami usually sees.
Question.
And it kept them in the game somewhat. But
question for you. How early are they getting James Harden involved in the possessions? Because we know when James Harden was, you know, his peak James Harden-y, you know, not in the Oklahoma City days, but after, he was getting the ball and he just sits there at the top of the key, dribble, 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 and then I'm going to take a shot. How are they running their offense? Because if they're not running their offense that way, like, are we surprised that James Harden isn't as good if it's not literally tailor-fitted to him?
I would still say that it's 60-40. In terms of James Harden being the primary ball handler from the top of the key and getting the ball to start the offense, quote-unquote offense. But Tyrese Maxey has been balling his ass off, so he's been giving some of these opportunities. Another thing that was super, super important in this game and without Joel is Miami destroyed Philly on the boards, on the defensive boards, getting the rebounds and the offensive boards. Matter of fact, without Joel playing in game one, Miami turned the extra possessions off of those offensive rebounds to 18 points. And these little things and these second chance points and all these things, Miami is an amazing team. And for Philly to have any chance,
probably
they
the
have
deepest
to make
team.
Sure any of these yeah, they have to make sure all these second chance opportunities and all these little 50-50 ball situations, they're gonna have to win out.
Woo!
And they already wasted a Tobias Harris 27-point game. That's not going to happen throughout this series consistently. So some of these good performances are going to be wasted. And I will say, I think I saw earlier this morning Doc Rivers talked, and Joel woke up a little bit better in terms of, you know, the orbital bone and the facial fractures and everything going on with his face. But, yeah, it's
speaking
it's,
of his
it's
body, his
good.
Choice. Like, I always just get so nervous. You're like, oh, the concussion diagnosis. And then, like, 20 minutes later, like, well, he'll be ready for game time, right? And we're just like, rush him through the protocol. I'm like, girl, as a fine, proud owner of four concussions, let me tell you, it's not anything to push through, but we know that that's probably how Joel is wired and how important he is to that team. Just an early return to game two as Milwaukee leads Boston 1-0 in the series. The Celtics have gotten off to a much better start, leading the Bucks 15-3, just over 6 minutes left in the first quarter. I know you're probably not watching it, but if you had to guess the calculus of what's going on here, what do you think's happening on the Celtics, or what's not happening for the Bucks?
Well, I will say, I thought it started at 4:30. Oh, my goodness. I feel naked now because I'm not watching this game. I would assume that Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum aren't playing as bad as they did in game one, because that would be damn near impossible. Would that be a fair assumption?
Well, I got to check the box score here, but we've heard so much about Jason Tatum and the step that he's taken. It's almost like Jaylen Brown's kind of been left in the background, but I think in a lot of ways that's a good thing, because Jason is better offensively, whereas I think Brown is an overall, or at least historically has been an overall more complete player, but we're seeing a little bit different changes. We got just one shot, one three-pointer made for Jason Tatum, and then Jaylen Brown is also 1-for-1. But other than that, not really sure. I can't even, like, read these box scores in basketball. You guys just, like, you guys keep track of stuff differently, okay? Let's just put it that way.
I will say,
they have 15 points, or plus minus 15. I don't know what any of this is.
Lindsay, I got you. I will say, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown can't play any worse than they did this game one. Mm. Boston as a team had 18 turnovers. That's not usually how Boston plays. And we talked about it a lot yesterday. The shooting and finishing 36% on threes, and just overall actually was not something that is normal. They better hope. Milwaukee is keying on their guy, Peyton Pritchard, excuse me, the guy coming off the bench, getting crazy buckets, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, and kind of forcing, whether it's Derek White or Grant Williams or some of these dudes, to step up and try to make these shots and kind of focus on Jason Tatum and shutting him down. Rightfully so, but this is a opportunity for Jason Tatum to rise above and kind of step up to the plate in this series against this ain't the Brooklyn Nets and their defense. This is a formidable opponent in Milwaukee. They're not in the top of the league. They're not as good as Miami on defense, but they know what to do. And when you have Giannis, a physical freak and an athlete like that, to kind of hover over everything that's going on in the defensive standpoint for Milwaukee, it's going to be intriguing to see them, because a lot of people overreactions. The series is going to go in five games. I don't think so. I took Milwaukee in seven, but I'm very eager to see how they're going to switch out. And I know Marcus Smart isn't playing. I will say, and I'll repeat it because I said it yesterday, if you're a Boston fan for some unfortunate reason, the stats throughout the season with Marcus Smart on the court and off the court in terms of defensive rating and the success that Boston has had on defense is the same. Is literally the same.
But we know that it's not all about numbers and what he is able to create in terms of tension, in terms of spirituality, all of that. That's where Marcus Smart pays off. Can't always just look
100%.
At the numbers.
And he also does settle the offense, which was a big key. And in terms of, and we just talked about it, the 18 turnovers, kind of settling down the team and also just running the offense and running plays and kind of being that quarterback. So he will be missed.
I'm sure he's barking from the bench, though. You know that he is absolutely engaged in some way. It's a 25-12 lead that the Boston Celtics have opened up over the Milwaukee Bucks later on tonight. We got the Grizzlies and the Warriors. We don't have to talk about them, mostly because we don't have time, and also because I want to see if the Grizzlies actually show up with their big boy pants on, because it's not going to be the same song and dance and talking crap as it was in Minnesota. But we know how prolific Ja Morant is and how he can challenge even the best of talents that the NBA can offer. And a lot of them happen to be making their residence in Golden State, or at least that part of the Golden State. It's time to move on with our conversation. A little bit of basketball still with Joe O, but mostly a debacle today. Things are getting a little bit more comfortable with us, and sometimes, let's just say, maybe it's not as great of a thing as we think. But overall, great conversation per usual, very insightful. We'll get that to you on the other side of the break, 1140, The Bet.
Adrian Hernandez and Lindsey Brown.
Anything your heart desires can talk about the sports.
The Playmakers, exclusively on 1140 The Bet.
As we welcome you back to The Playmakers, I'm speaking to you from one of my most favorite, and I consider personally a damn near magical, humble abode. And when it comes to magical in this radio show, nothing is more magical than some time spent in getting to talk to our Odyssey betting insider and host of BetQL Daily, Joe Ostrowski. All insider calls are powered by BetQL. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download your BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Be sure to listen to the BetQL Daily podcast by searching for BetQL wherever you find your podcasts.
Joest of O's, another cherished visit with you on the show today. We are all broadcasting from our own respective phone booths. But first off, I just want to thank you for including me on your early odds program this past weekend. It was my first time ever I got the invitation. If you had to pick an alphabetic letter to rate my performance at this current point in time, what would it be and why, Alpha Joe?
Oh, stop it. What is with the Alpha Joe? Where did that?
It's my name for you. This is how you know that we're close, even though we've never physically met. When you get a nickname with me, that means you're legit.
Okay, good. Because I've had 10 different ones so far.
Yes.
In our short-term relationship here. Let me start off with this. I do regret something.
No.
With the appearance from last week, yes. Not your appearance on early odds. Chicago loved to hear you on Saturday morning.
Oh.
I regret bringing up anything because I've noticed over the last week that Bootygate is tempered. There's just not.
You're right.
It's not happening.
You're right.
Like we gave him, we put that out there that we know what's going on. And he's like, all right, you know what? I've got to calm down a little bit. I'm getting called out like this on the air. Come on, Adrian.
Joe, you can't see my DMs, Joe. That's all I'll say. You can't see the direct messages. But yes, thank you, Twitter Dad, Joe. I've calmed down a bit.
No, I didn't request this. I didn't want this. We were excited about a regular segment, and I was going to send things.
It's never a regular segment with us. This we know, Joe Ostrowski. Yes. This we know. And we came to know some interesting news yesterday. How seismic in your mind is the news that we learned about the DeAndre Hopkins 6-game suspension for the Cardinals? That team's looking to take a step this year, but this certainly puts a big damper on that. How does this affect the odds, and or does the acquisition of Hollywood Brown basically make up for a lot of this turbulence?
Yeah, so did Arizona already know about this? Has anything positive happened for the Arizona Cardinals since the end of their regular season? What were they, 8-1 at some point? And I was pushing against it. No, they're not this good. They're not this good. Regression's coming. And then I just kind of gave up with it because I was so frustrated. And then it happened at the tail end of the season with Cliff Kingsbury, because that's what Kingsbury teams do, and it's really carried over into the offseason with the quarterback and then Hopkins. I'm selling everything involving that team. Even though we're looking at a softer NFC, it really feels like it's going to be tough, but the West is so fascinating because I want to say bet on San Francisco out there, but do we know the quarterback for sure? Is it going to be Garoppolo? I would think signs point to running it back with Garoppolo.
Really?
I think so. I think so.
Oh, I think that's egg on the face. I mean, just there's been so much narrative push of getting Trey Lance in there. I would just think that the only reason why Jimmy would still be on that team is that they haven't been given a package in which they deem worthy of his value. And if that's the case, I don't – if you've already made that decision, I don't – circle back and then go back to the guy I just left at the altar, right?
Yeah, but they were reluctant to do that last year. I think they have a window right now. The Rams, are they going to repeat? They're probably going to look at it and say no. I mean, everything that went right for them last year doesn't mean that that's going to happen again. They're the favorite. Seattle's given up for this season, so Russ is gone, and then everything's going wrong for Arizona. If I'm San Francisco, I'm looking at ourselves in the mirror. I'm like, geez, I mean, do we really want to chance it with Trey Lance when we know we have a much higher floor with Jimmy G? I think that's
true.
What they're going to do in the very end. And they're, right now, the second favorite. You could find San Francisco 2-1
The
to
Lord's
come out of
light
that
cannot be denied, Joe. Oh, you're right. It touches everything in front of us, right?
And Joe, like we all know, Anakin Skywalker, he was supposed to restore and bring balance to the Force. You know, ultimately it didn't work out. He joined the dark side, became Darth Vader, yada, yada, yada. But it got me thinking when it comes to the NFL draft, which teams did the best job of providing a new hope to their fan base?
Am I cheating if I say the Ravens? I feel like I am.
Unfortunately.
I mean, they had another strong draft, and everything went wrong for them a year ago with all the season-ending injuries. They started the year with their third running back, and I know running backs, you don't want to put too much value into them. That matters. Lamar Jackson missed the last four games of the season. The entire starting secondary was gone, and they still found a way to win eight games, and they have a last-place schedule. So I'm expecting the Ravens to bounce back. They had a strong draft, just doing what they always do. Just they're going to sit chilly, and they're going to take the best player on the board. Elsewhere, Eagles.
Ugh.
I have to go with Philadelphia. I mean, do you want Dallas or Philadelphia? I'm not saying Dallas.
I'm just
glad you're
not saying New Orleans, Joe. I'm just happy in that case.
New Orleans? Why would I go with New Orleans?
Exactly. I don't know why anybody would want to live there in general unless they're just here there to party.
What is happening?
I don't know.
What?
What? Joe, she does not like New Orleans very much.
Or
it's a Viking-Saints rivalry.
How did they hurt you?
What do you mean, how did they? 2009, Joe, hurt us?
I forgot.
Come on.
I mean, it wasn't over a decade ago.
How did
ago?
The 2007 Super Bowl go for you? Does that still stick in your craw? It would for
no,
me. Come
on.
Because
I knew they were going to lose.
Oh, my God. And Rex Grossman, we trust. Yes. Come on.
Rex Grossman.
I never trusted sexy Rexy.
Oh,
I don't trust
come
him.
On.
Never,
Joe.
Ever.
Joe, on the flip side, I want to know which draft pick kind of, or even trader decision during the draft, kind of stuck out like a sore thumb, similar to that Lion King 1.5 movie? Perhaps like New England selection, or like which one do you think?
In a bad way, New England? Is that what you're saying? Strange?
Yeah, I think, yeah, that strange pick was kind of strange,
some
to
strange.
Be honest.
Yeah, you want strange. Yeah, New England, I would say so.
They needed linebackers, and they did not address that, right?
What, Adrian? What is it? What is happening today?
Are you guys sick of the sports? Is that what's happening here? Do we need to move on from football? We are in the offseason, technically. Let me ask Joe O a hockey question.
The quarterbacks were fascinating. The drop-off of all the quarterbacks. Even though we knew this draft class was poor, but I still think if you don't have one, you've got to take some shots. Is it perfect? No, but you have picks in rounds two, rounds three, and they're just passing them up, not interested. That was the biggest story of the draft as far as I'm concerned, even though we knew it was bad, and most people assumed that Pittsburgh at 20 was going with Willis. Then they go with the local kid, Pickett, and they had more information on Pickett since they share facilities with the college. So I thought that was fascinating. They bring in Trubisky.
They mailed in their scouting for the year then, at least at that position, clearly.
Apparently. Well, they brought in Trubisky, and they're like, wait, no, let's get a real quarterback too. So,
exactly.
Joe, are you mad about your Bears that they didn't get like nothing to help Justin Fields? Is this what this is about?
No, I'm not. I thought the reaction was silly that I saw. So we have a new head coach, new general manager.
Who's your
here.
Head coach's name? Like, what's that guy's name?
He was from the Colts.
Hold on. Sorry. I'm here. Hello.
No.
We just saw Uber flus. Our Uber.
Uber.
Oh, yes. I finally
Uber flus, EBE.
Haven't had any problems. I've been signed in for
right.
probably.
I'm a huge fan.
So with this interview, at least 10 minutes, because I heard the
Matt
intro and everything.
Yeah.
So, so far,
GM,
we're good. I don't know what happened with that
name,
weird 25-minute span. But
Ryan P. to replace
Check
Ryan
the
Pace.
Pulse, baby.
Yeah, so there's that. You know, people were all upset that they're not bringing any players in to help Justin Fields on offense. But the same people were saying right before the draft, in which they did not have a first-round pick, oh, you really can't go wrong because they stink. They need everything. They're going to be terrible.
Yeah, I even asked some local workers. I was like, "Is there a Wi-Fi
that
people can pay?"
So,
and she's like, "No, it's just the standard,
Robinson
even for like
trust,
the hotel guest."
Well.
I'm like,
so there really
"Okay."
Isn't much to be excited about in Chicago, at least in the football sense or the hockey
yeah, but I'm
sense.
Like,
but let's just stay there.
Anyway,
I'm bored with
no, no, you're good. You're good. I'm just saying. I was like, "This is the fancy one, all right." I tried to pick the fancy one. Why are you telling me the Disneyland?
Suffering game one last night, the Tampa Bay Lightning, the Boston Bruins, and the Minnesota Wild. Only one goal scored between those three teams.
Man, that's Yeah, that was brutal. I know a lot of people were upset with the results last night.
Why? Because they were so lopsided?
Yes, and I couldn't disagree more. Now, maybe it's just because we haven't seen anything.
Luckily, there won't be much left of the show. So
I was just locked in. I was like, okay, which player's going to die on this Minnesota ice tonight? Like, seriously.
Who's
after every
die?
Whistle, there was a scrum after every whistle.
Well, that's what happens when you get absolutely trashed.
Where
you
do I go to do that again?
Basically planting your flag in some way for the next game.
Yeah. So here we go.
You start pushing people
round
around.
Round trip is 78 milliseconds, right?
It was entertaining, and I truly realized we have so much going on year-round with the sports betting aspects of different sports, but just it was awesome to see what the ESPN platform has done for hockey this year, and it felt like there was much more buzz. I don't need to tell you this, Liz. You're in 100% of the time, but I think for the masses, it was a very good thing.
Okay,
I was not disappointed. Night number one, which team was most rattled? I'm still gonna buy into Tampa Bay bouncing back, but they are now plus 175 underdogs after falling down 0-1 in the series. Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying they're going to three-peat.
Well, they saw Austin Matthews score on the power play, and they're like, oh, my God, I can smell the cup already. That's what happens in Toronto.
Yeah, I that's a lot of value on Tampa Bay. Rattled, man.
Boston? I'm scared if I'm Minnesota.
I can't say Boston.
Yeah, right?
Boston.
No,
can I?
They'll beat you up. You can't do that. That's a safety concern for you. I would say
I'm
not, like, rattled.
I want
Minnesota,
to. Oh, there was one thing I wanted to ask you, but I did
you
not.
You just think you'd have a better showing.
I don't. Oh, okay.
On the,
so
on the program yesterday,
tomorrow,
they played in the Winter Classic.
The Jaguars are going to announce who they're going
to
play in London.
Wash that taste out of their mouth.
It is a possibility that the Raiders might be one of those teams.
All right. Well, there's already a question of what netminder to start. And it's not like it was all of his fault, but now there's a question.
I got to talk to Big Dan. Can we go?
It's
what I'm asking.
Good, not a good start for a few teams.
Can we go with
sure.
the Raiders?
Only one
I'm
game,
just kidding.
One moment,
I'm just dreaming. To London. To Bucks. London. So let's go.
If Marcus Smart can't go tonight for the Celtics, well, that's just a different team on the court in my mind until Jason Tatum proves
yeah, God bless
me otherwise.
Him and his soul.
Where will that production be reallocated on the Celtics roster, both in defensive responsibility and then the gas tax it extracts from the individual's energy reserve? Because we know there's a domino effect to an absence like that.
I see we're just living in 2009 today. Jordan
I'll miss you.
Heels at the start of the song. Come on, love it.
Are you gonna get on after the stop set, the 54-55?
Yeah, that.
Are you gonna come back here when we go to break?
I was a little surprised that we didn't see an adjustment on the play.
Oh no, well, I'm just listen. When that 54-55 hits, and I hear it's the workflow or whatever thing, I'm gonna turn off my computer. But do you need anything from me?
Now they're an underdog. I hesitate to overreact early on in these series, like we were just talking about with the NHL. However, if the Bucks go up 2-0, heading back to
Sunday night, Sunday afternoonish.
It totally is. So I do like Boston as a plus.
Like 5, 6, 7-ish.
You're right. I mean, Smart, when he's there, he's the main cog on that defense. Time Lord's back, and they've really got to ramp him up. I know he only played 20 some minutes the other day, and he was able to make a nice.
Hey, if I have to come into if I have to go there Sunday night to record something to send to you or whatever, it's fine. Whatever we need to do to get this settled.
Oh, and they feed off his energy.
Alrighty.
He really makes them go. We know what Giannis is.
Thank you, Mark. May the force be with you
for Milwaukee. The total came down a little bit.
Oh, wait! Now that you're here, first off, that was an amazing Yoda. Who do I is it in the email? I'll look back, but who do I need to talk to when I get to San Diego or the look for? I think you sent me an email with two names.
No, I like it, but one thing before we get too deep into these playoffs, we need to go back. We need to go back to your city and your basketball team over there. And I wanted to ask you about Zach LaVine, who he made some odd comments after the Bucks dismantling, and like, is he going to leave the Bulls like Terrence Howard left the MCU?
Some are concerned that that's going to happen. There's a lot of Bulls fans are divided on this, whether or not this guy should get a max contract.
Okay.
Which I find pretty interesting. Like, okay, we took a couple of steps forward this year. They were a real playoff team, and that was the goal early on. And now people are saying that.
Okay, I'll try to get there a little bit earlier than 12.
Do we really need them? I think they do. I don't think you walk away from Zach LaVine. He's better than what he showed.
He doesn't grow in a tree, does he? Last time I checked. We wish we had him in Minnesota.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, and then Jimmy Butler's still there, and he's the one that's going to be left. I mean, come on. But yeah, I think those comments were strange, and he's going to play the market, but I do think in the end he ends up returning to the Chicago Bulls.
Okay.
She said no.
And one thing I do want to ask you, too, in terms of the first round, and obviously I'm here.
No rescheduling,
Disney,
no Tristan this
Disney
week.
Movies
but Lindsay texted
goofy.
Me.
A Goofy movie is a classic. But now the dudes in the first round, like Trae Young, okay. Donovan Mitchell, your boy DeMar DeRozan.
All right, awesome. I'll see you on Friday.
There was a lot
Bye.
Of dudes who were goofs in the first round. But to you, who was the biggest goof in the first round that had the lackluster performance?
Oh, isn't – it's Trae Young. I mean, you mentioned a lot of the guys that you have to bring up because as the Jazz just break up that entire team and they couldn't. That's why I love Luka and I like what Dallas has done. Big turnaround. They're not going to advance past this round, but part of me was like, yeah, I like this Dallas squad. What they are defensively, big fan of Luka. The other players supporting him, they've stepped their game up in the last round. But the other part was, it is Utah. Do we want to be careful about going too far with Dallas? But it's got to be Trae Young. Game after game, you're expecting him. Okay, here's a bounce back, especially after what we saw last year, and it just never, ever occurred. So that's got to be Trae Young, a team that was talking a lot this year. We're bored by the regular season. Just wait for playoff time. And there they go with their short first-round exit. And
he's,
they were
like, the most ill-equipped, yeah. though, I feel like, out of all the teams. Like, he has the least amount of supporting cast to at least deviate some of the attention away from him. Oh, okay,
bit.
Adrian doesn't agree.
No.
Well,
are you saying Luka has less?
No, all I'm saying is that, and we talked about this on the show yesterday, like, the Hawks went into the playoffs with the number one offense in terms of half court mm-hmm. offense in the league. So, and it wasn't even that Trae was bad. Like, Trae was, that's historically bad. For the first time since the shot clock was invented, he had more turnovers than field goals. Like, that's bad. So,
that's the half court offense. It only runs through him. That's what I mean. There's no diversification. It lives and dies by his glory. And if there was none to be had, well, where I'm not really surprised where they ended up.
Well, I will say this, that we have a tendency to focus on the offensive end, and if it's not working, we're going to blame them. I think the Heat are due a little bit of credit here. They have one of the best coaches in the game, a phenomenal defense. Atlanta couldn't hit any outside shots, and what happened at the start of the Sixers series? They shot 17% on threes last night. You do want to give Miami a little bit of credit as far as that goes, right?
Oh, I'm all on board the Miami bandwagon. I absolutely do, but that's where it's just like, I'm not sure if it's Trae Young's total fault of just how badly it went for them, you know, because there's just, it's mm-hmm. so much pressure on him and him alone. One more for me before we let you go, in terms of how do the Memphis Grizzlies get back on track and more specifically disrupt that flow of the always buzzing Golden State Warriors? Let's pretend you're Steve Kerr in his Bulls era, short shorts. How do you coach up your opposition?
Oh, I can't wait for tonight. I can't wait. A lot of chirping after that game at Draymond,
mm-hmm.
huh? Clark, I can't. Oh, man, this is going to be a lot of fun. Maybe it's because I was invested in the Timberwolves and I'm still mad, but I like the Warriors as 2-point road favorites tonight. Draymond is not going to get kicked out once again, and I am a little concerned that this one's going to be a shorter series. If Golden State takes game two, it probably will be going back home. That's a bit of a concern as the NBA just tries to drag all these series out as long as they possibly can. But Bane's got to be impactful. I mean, he was huge last series with the 3-point shooting. You saw it game after game,
mm-hmm.
Lindsay, and he was non-existent with 9 points in game number one, because it's going to be – it's a big ask if you're saying, hey, Jaren Jackson Jr., repeat what you did the other day with 30 and 10.
Yeah, it's a hell of a shadow to be standing in with those guys coming back at full force in Golden State, so it'll be a hell of a matchup. We appreciate you, Joe Savoz, the alpha to the Joe Mega. A pleasure, a privilege, as always. Be graced with your presence. Best wishes for you in the BetQL Daily basement of success. We'll talk to you next Tuesday, my friend.
Thank you, Lindsay and Adrian.
Absolutely. That was host of BetQL Daily and Odyssey Sports betting insider Joe Ostrowski. Be sure to listen to the BetQL Daily podcast for more of Joe Ostrowski's analysis. Just search out BetQL.com, or maybe just leave the .com out of it, but just search the BetQL wherever you find your podcast. And on the other side of the break, more hockey talk. What else is new?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Bringing the sneaky beavers back to the yard. Lindsey Brown and Adrian Hernandez. The Playmakers. Exclusively on 1140 The Bet.
But also don't forget to let those sneaky beavers roam free, because sometimes you just gotta take some time, let it all out, let it go. We're gonna be taking a couple of days after today's show to let Adrian, you know, make some memories with his family. The show is not the same without you, so I'm not gonna even attempt it.
Aww.
And
oh,
so, I thank you for the midweek weekend. I appreciate you. I really do.
No, 100%. And also, yeah, of course you do. And plus, we all need to honor May 4th tomorrow. May the force be with everyone that can hear the sound of my
what
voice.
What the hell? We didn't even say anything about for Pi Day. What? Now we get this holiday on deck now? What's next?
You know what else is happening tomorrow? I guess it's National Orange Juice. And I don't know if you heard this, but Tropicana is launching a new cereal. It's called like Tropicana Crunch or something. And
are
it's
you
gonna
supposed
launch
to put
nationwide.
Orange juice in it?
They specifically made it so that it can
no!
be put in with orange juice.
No!
Impromptu
I will
news
not be
according
partaking.
To Adrian.
I will not be partaking. That sounds absolutely just gross. It sounds gross. It sounds horrific,
I may. Well, if the Panthers lose in the first round of the playoffs, I will eat an entire box with orange juice on the show.
Why would you do that? Nobody asked you to do that. there's no bet to settle. There's no score. You're like, you know what? You are a masochist.
Like, he just bet himself.
You are a masochist. 100%. You're like, you know what? I'm going to try to find a way to punish myself because that's what I'm into. That and the booties.
I'm kind of intrigued to try it, to be honest. I'm kind of intrigued. They got a cinnamon cookie, Lindsay, here. A cinnamon cookie available tomorrow exclusively during this Star Wars party.
God.
But they have it themed as, like, it looks like Chewbacca. Like, it has Chewbacca's belt. It looks so cute. I can't wait to spend $16 on that.
Oh, my God.
and they also, inside of the Grand Californian, they have, like, a replica Millennium Falcon. Like, this thing's huge, Lindsay. It's at least 10 feet tall, but it's all made out of cake. Like,
what?
it's absurd. It's
Get
all made
out.
From cake. Let me get these Hold on. They use 200 pounds of powdered sugar.
Are you dressing
32
up?
32 pounds of crisp rice syrup. I'm not. My son is. Oh. Unfortunately, my outfits have to be a little bit bigger, and I didn't come prepared. But my son is going to dress up as a Jedi stormtrooper. So he's kind of going both sides of the fence right there.
That's okay.
You know what
he
I'm
doesn't
saying?
Make, he doesn't need to make a choice yet. There's time for that.
Yeah. So he'll dress up, and then I'm going to be ashamed about how much things I'm going to get probably because I'm a sucker
for Star
Wars,
Lindsay. This is what you do. This is how you – this is like yeah. – this is what you do as a parent. And this is before, you know, he really starts remembering all the stuff that you get him. So you got to spoil him now before he starts keeping score.
30 pounds of egg whites to make this galactic cake Millennium Falcon that's in the lobby of the Grand California.
Wait, it's
just
in the
a
lobby
great way.
Now?
Yeah, so it's on display.
Are they
like,
are they protecting it, or is everybody going by the honor system?
No, yeah, no, it's protected.
Somebody's boogers are definitely
guard.
On it. If so,
someone is getting paid an 8-hour shift.
Oh my
to
God.
Make sure no one's trying
protect
to nab
cake
at the cake.
With your life.
No, 100%. This is a great way to tell you. You should hit me up on Instagram, everybody, at Heavyweight Radio. Lindsay, what's your Instagram?
Oh, thank you for asking. It's at LindsBrown35. Linds with a Z, Brown like the color and the numerical value of 35, which is the greatest ever.
Yeah, so you should follow us on Instagram. I'll try to post as much as possible and kind of get some hockey playoff hot takes from some of the stormtroopers.
Oh, that would be
in
fantastic.
Batuu tomorrow.
I'm not going to do any of that. I'm going to do actually zero of that. If I'm on any form of social media in the next 2 days, we got problems. That's how I'm going to see it. But that's the difference between being on the clock and off the clock and whatever you want to be, your Millennium Falcon. I think the Millennium implies that there's more of them, and Millennium kind of implies that there's only one, but not really sure. Time is a social construct.
Right, there's only one of us, and we're called the Playmakers, and we'll be off tomorrow and Thursday, but we'll be back Friday, I promise.
Yeah, I'm probably going to bring chaos back. I was going to do like a deep dive with 35, but I figured today of all days with how much we were juggling wasn't probably the easiest line of work to do.
Thank you, because my internet right now is going to take the deepest sigh of relief once 455 hits.
Absolutely. Maybe we can hotwire a few stormtrooper vehicles to get us back to where we need to go technology-wise. Otherwise, enjoy the rest of your Tuesday, your Wednesday, your Thursday. As Adrian mentioned, we'll be back on Friday for a full show. And otherwise, be good to each other, but mostly to yourselves. Use your blinkers out there because people are dying. And otherwise, enjoy the abyss that is your life. We'll be back in 22 hours plus 2 days if you're doing the math correctly, which I never do. So sorry about that. All right. Bye, friends.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!